Let's check in with our investigative reporter, Anderson Mudbottom. Anderson?
That's right, Walter. Due to the low unemployment rate, there are increasing numbers of pets in the workplace.
What kind of jobs are pets working, Anderson?
We lighten the mood during awkward meetings. Taking the dog out to pee is the healthy person's version of a smoke break, and it's a great way for humans to step outside and recalibrate before they lose their ever-loving minds. And pets say it's not bad work if you can get it. Most of the job is lying in a human's lap or under their desk. Pets get paid the big bucks just to get deep, joyous sleep, dreaming about bones, chasing after birds, and all the bacon you can eat.
Can you go inside and interview some people?
This particular office building isn't pet-friendly. That's why I'm stuck outside. Back to you, Walter.
Did you know that only 78% of dog owners and 67% of cat owners buy gifts for their pets? Let's check in with Anderson Mudbottom for some insight into what the animals are asking for. Anderson?
Thanks, Walter. We asked pets to submit their holiday wish lists, and here's what they had to say. The first letter is from T-Rex, a miniature chihuahua in Portland. His letter simply reads, chicken. Short and to the point. Our next letter is from Kanye, a hamster in Los Angeles. He writes, yo, Santa, I'm fitting to be an influencer on social media, and I gotta be fresh. If I don't look good, hamsters don't look good. So here's what I need from you. It's the iWheel 1. It's the first hydrogen-powered hamster wheel. A lot of great options out there, Walter, so no need for you to get me poop bags again.
We asked you what your goals are for the year ahead. Let's check in with Anderson Mudbottom to see what you all said. Anderson?
Thanks, Walter. The top three things our human viewers told us they want to do are... 3. Learn to play an instrument. I just found out about music, actually. Didn't know what all that noise was all these years. Number 2. They want to fall in love. Sounds like they have a lot of butt-sniffing ahead of them this year.
I remember when I met my wife. She had just eaten a pig's ear. It was love at first sniff.
Okay. Drumroll, please. Number 1. To lose weight. Why? I'm going on an anti-diet. I'll eat anything I can get my chompers on. Doesn't matter if I just ate, if it's on the sidewalk, or if it's out in the trash.
I have to agree with you. If it smells like food, eat it. Thanks, Anderson.